pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning. Moline County Board of Supervisors, September 8th. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
We have an agenda. Department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. We're up to 5,260 absentee requests. And we still have, what, almost not quite 2 months to go. So, well,
but you can start sending those out October 5th.
Yep, October 5th is the first day we will mail those out. I just want to encourage everybody to vote absentee. And also the Secretary of State, you're getting all kinds of request forms in the mail. They're legit, as long as they're being returned to the Des Moines County Auditor. And the Secretary of State office is also mailing out their forms to all registered voters. Those got mailed out late last week, so they should start showing up in everybody's mailbox this week. So you'll be getting one from the from the Secretary of State's office. And they also have postage paid envelope included. It's not like the previous one that had folded over. I think they've actually got an envelope included and it's postage paid, so you don't have to put a stamp on it. And also the Mediapolis School District, their special election start is today. They began at 7 a.m. and the polls are open till 8 p.m. So anybody that lives in the Mediapolis School District, don't forget to vote today. And that's for their PEPL.
And they have to vote at the polls. They can't
vote
here.
They have to vote at the polls. They cannot vote here. And it's for their PEPL and their revenue purpose statement. So that's all I have right now, unless somebody's got any questions.
Thanks, Terry. Congress, excuse me.
What's a PEPL? That's their physical plant and equipment levy.
Okay.
And it's just to continue the levy. It's not a new one, so.
Congress, IT.
Speaking busy like always, I don't really have anything new to report, so.
Okay, thank you. Rodney Buechner, maintenance.
Good morning. We had a tree casualty out front with some wind this weekend. So that kept us busy first thing this morning. Other than that, it's business as normal. Thank you.
Thanks, Rodney. Kevin Glendenning, Des Moines County Sheriff's Office.
Nothing of note to report from the Sheriff's Office. Jail population 64, three out of county. But nothing major, no instance to report right now.
It's good news.
Yes.
How many are ready to go up north?
I don't know how many are going. They sent out five last week.
Five last week.
And I'm not sure that there's any at all pending to go out this week.
They got all five of them, that's good.
Yeah.
Ken Hyman, Community Services.
Good morning. Keeping busy. Nothing really new to report. We've got our regional meeting tomorrow, so I guess nothing new to give you right now.
Thanks, Ken. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Hi, good morning. Things are moving along. Finally got some moisture, so we'll be able to do a little bit more blading than we've been able to. It was a long dry month of August, and the washboarding on the gravel roads kind of shows that. So that'll be nice to get out, and today might be a little more spot blading just with the hit or miss showers. But so doing that. Mediapolis Road bridges, they're moving along good. The bridges are done, guardrail are in. Today's goal was to paint the lines and do the seating. Clearly, with the weather, that's probably not going to happen. So, haven't had a chance to talk to the contractor. Hopefully, they'll just get the lines painted and open it up and do the seating under traffic. But so it's real close, but still close right at the moment. So, Stars Cave is underway. Hopefully, pour the first concrete first part or middle of this week, something like that. But so that is moving along. So I just caution anybody that uses Irish Ridge on a regular basis, they seem to be a little more careful, I think, maybe than normal coming in that area. That's tends to be a little bit of a high speed area there.
Where's the scope of that for, it goes from
Stars Cave?
Yeah, Irish Ridge to?
It just runs from the intersection with Irish Ridge back away from Irish Ridge.
To the gravel?
To the west. Does not go all the way to the gravel, just the first, I want to say roughly the first 100 feet or so, or something like that. Yeah, it's not the entire length.
The intersection, okay.
Yep, intersection plus a little bit of the approach, so. So anyway, that's going, and then the concrete for our shop site is underway. Poured some footings last week, and we mailed out bids for the building portion of it Friday, so those will be out, and I don't know which day we're taking bids, but we're taking bids later this month, so. things are going along just fine, actually.
How much rain do you get up in the northern part?
1.2.
We have about an inch.
We'll take every bit of it. Hopefully we'll get a little more.
Yeah, right. So.
Thank you, Brian.
Yep.
Zach James, Land Use.
Good morning. Not too much new. We've got I mentioned this last week, I think, a zoning commission meeting next week at 5:30 out at our office for the zoning commission, and then if public wants to join in, we advertise that they can join in via Zoom, just so we can keep social distancing stuff in order. Other than that, things have slowed down for us a little bit. We got pretty busy there for a couple weeks, a lot of subdivision stuff and some building permit, floodplain permit, but slowed down a little bit, although we're expecting a few more subdivisions to come in here in the next week or two. So. Probably in the next, I would say, month or two, we'll probably have a few more subdivisions, minor subdivisions to come forward. But I think that's about it on the landy side. And then I've got an agenda item here for the hazard mitigation plan that we've been working on with Gina and her folks.
I was going to thank you on behalf of the board for sending out a 407-page document on holiday weekend.
I figured with the extra day, you had a little more time to go through it.
Anyway, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We got you online, Colin.
First one I got is Chris Lee Conservation.
Chris Lee Conservation.
Good morning. Had a really good Labor Day weekend. A lot of people in the parks. My senior park ranger said that this is probably the most people he's ever seen in our parks cumulatively on a Labor Day weekend in the 30 years he has been with our department. I mean, at every park, you know, even the ones that are just kind of day use parks, he said, were just had tons and tons of people in them. And that, you know, that's great. No real issues to speak of, so we're glad about that. We've got some storm damage that we're going to be going around this week, cleaning up. The storm took down a few more trees. We'll be chasing those down. Got one tree down up to the fourth pumping station. We still got to get out. Whenever we have a storm like this, we always have to go out and check all the trails, go and see what's down on those. Keeping an eye on river levels with this rain that we finally got, thank goodness. We are going to keep an eye on those. We're going to head out and pull the docks up a little bit. I know the river's taking a little bump. We'll keep a close eye on that. And then this week, we're going to be rearranging our main office a little bit out here in West Burlington. We're going to need to create some workspace for our Stars Cave Nature Center staff. One, we're trying to keep them from going in and out, you know, around the construction, just for safety purposes. But then two, they almost can't work there because our internet service and phone service is so completely unreliable. Every day, the internet service goes out several times a day, at which point we lose connection to our server and our network. I've been working real close with the IT department, trying to figure that out. And basically we can't figure out why it's not working. We have CenturyLink out there, and that's really all we can get without paying somebody, I don't know, tens of thousands of dollars to run new lines to that building. We can't get CenturyLink to come find their main lines that come in to solve the issue. We've actually run all new lines inside the building, done everything we can, and it's to the point now we're just going to have to find somewhere else to work when they have computer work to do. That's going to result in the Nature Center being closed. We were going to be moving into fall hours where we would have that open a little bit more than what we had, but we're probably going to back that off. And during the week, staff's probably going to have to be out here working in our office because that's the only place we have reliable internet connection. until we can figure something else out there. And then creating new space also for our new hire to replace our natural resource manager who's on the agenda today. So I think that's it.
Thanks, Chris.
Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
Good morning. I've just been working on some grants we've received and then also working with the Burlington Fire Department hazmat team on a training that they will be doing here next week and a half or so based on some equipment that I was able to get for them. So other than that, just the normal.
Thanks, Gina.
Janelle Nelly Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nelly Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We just continue to keep busy, and I really have nothing new to report this morning.
Thanks, Janelle.
Janelle, is the taxes coming in pretty good?
Yes, they are.
That's good.
They certainly are.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then the last one I have on here is Krista Pogemiller, Des Moines County Public Health.
Krista Pogemiller, Local Health.
Good morning. We continue to stay busy and do contact tracing currently in Des Moines County. We've had 33 positive cases. Our rolling 14-day count is down to 7.8%, so those numbers are coming down. The website does show 189 recovered cases again. At this point, it's 28 days before those drop off, so we would have more recovered cases and the website shows. But other than that, just working with the schools and answering any questions that they have that comes up.
Thanks, Krista.
That's all.
Thank you.
Krista's updated this on COVID-19. Correspondence.
I have none.
Proceed to discussion and vote. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $377.69.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have a proclamation. I apologize for my phone. National Voter Registration Month. Official proclamation by Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. Whereas registering to vote empowers eligible citizens to exercise their right to vote on Election Day, and whereas 2020 marks the centennial anniversary of women gaining access to the ballot box through the passage of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Whereas one of the national leaders of the women's suffrage movement was Iowan Carrie Chapman Catt, and whereas Iowa consistently ranks among the top 10 states in the nation for voter registration and voter participation with more than 2 million residents currently registered to vote, and whereas 17-year-olds are now eligible to register to vote in Iowa, and whereas Iowa's voter registration process is easier and more convenient than ever before with online voter registration, Election Day registration, and applications available through government agencies across the state. And whereas the state of Iowa's online voter registration system enables citizens to register to vote and update their registration status quickly and easily any time of day. And whereas we encourage all interested citizens and all appropriate media outlets and civic organizations to participate in this nonpartisan voter registration awareness campaign to encourage the maximum participation of qualified voters in Iowa. Now therefore, we the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors do hereby proclaim September 2020 as National Voter Registration Month and Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020 as National Voter Registration Day.
Move to approve.
I second that.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
You know, and I would encourage everybody to vote. No matter what party they vote for or anything, it's their given right to do it, and they should exercise it.
We have a resolution to adopt the Des Moines County Multi-Jurisdictional Pre-Disaster Mitigation Plan Update 2020. The 407-page document I referenced earlier. I'm assuming no one wants me to read that.
I don't see any hands going up out there. I want you to read it.
So anyway, so if no one minds, I will waive the reading of the resolution as well.
Move to approve the resolution.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Mr. Brokaw,
yes.
Can you sum that plan up in a couple of paragraphs?
No.
I would have asked that same question, but okay.
Now that you mention it, no.
Does Zach
have a summary? I'm not even sure if I can do that.
I would like to have you try, but not in this meeting.
You have to have a hazard plan to be eligible for, tell me if I screwed this up, Zach, to be eligible for FEMA disaster aid. You know, when everybody has to be signed on to be eligible, each city, each county.
School district.
The school district, everything. So everything else is just commentary.
You have to have a plan to submit to FEMA if you want money.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
I'll get you some more information.
Send it all to him.
If you want the opportunity to waste your time with FEMA, you have to have this plan.
Okay, we have a personnel action. We have a personnel action for the auditor's office. We have Jack Engel, a temporary part-time clerk, to assist with the general election. The position will end on November 3rd, rate of $10 an hour.
Move
to approve. Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
And to say, if you didn't approve that, then you guys get to come in and help.
A black man?
Yeah. We have personnel action for Des Moines County Conservation. We have Will Wagner Ertz, the new natural resource manager. At the rate of $43,999.38.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Your personnel action for the Sheriff's Office. Trish Osborne, a part-time clerk, new hire, at the rate of $15.50 an hour.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. Your reports, we have the General Assistance monthly report for August 2020. This report will be on file the auditor's office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of September 1st, 2020.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. And we have a closed session to discuss possible litigation for Iowa Code 21.5, paragraph 1, paragraph C. We need a go into a closed session.
Motion to go into closed session.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We will be back shortly. I do not force.
Move to go out of closed session.
Second. Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. The secret to an abbreviated meeting is not to invite any lawyers. I spoke to the attorney this morning, and there's a holiday. It's a holiday weekend, and the county attorney's office is shorthanded, so they're covered up. So he gave me the information. I forwarded that to the board. So any other business?
I have none.
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I did not have a meeting at all this last week.
I attended a conservation meeting. Your board, so.
Yeah, I did not attend. I had no committee reports. Public input. Anyone from the public would like to address the board, please give us your name and address. And
Michael Cecil. Limit
your comments to 2 minutes or less. Thanks, Mike. Go ahead.
That's tough. Michael Cecil, 2815 Herblow. It's good to be back. I was in quarantine for 3 weeks, tested negative. Everything is fine. And I missed you guys, so it's good to be back.
We missed you. Mike was kind of our community liaison. Anyone else?
Richard Bemis, 10824 Milldam Road, and I wonder if I could talk to you three after the meeting about taxes.
I'm not trying to. So if it's anything we need to deliberate on, it needs to be in public. We can't discuss issues among ourselves. If you want to talk to us one at a time.
No, I'll just bring it up then.
Okay.
You know, we started a new indoor shooting range.
Yep, I do. I was there Saturday. I believe Saturday.
Yes. And in 18, the taxes on the land was $1,200. And in 19, they went to $62,600.
In fiscal year 18?
Yes. In 18, they were $1,200. And in 19, they're
$62,600. Have you talked to the assessor?
I talked to him. They said that you had only to protest in April. Well, I got a $16,000 tax bill that I didn't know I was going to get in April. And the building, they valued it at $752,000, and I'd build one every year and sell it if I could make that kind of money on it.
I'll tell you what, and I do know that that the protests are date sensitive, and that's a drop dead date. I do not know, obviously. An increase from 1,200 to 62,000.
62,600.
62,600 is quite a jump. Sure. Richard, have you got my phone number?
No, I don't.
You got pencil?
Here.
If you want to write it down, I will call the assessor today and ask him about that. If you want to call me, I would